Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling.
And welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And have a great visit with our good friend Christina Cavanaugh. Christina is the author of Managing Your Email. She's one of the top email experts on the planet. And Christina, tell us how we can find you online, please.
My website is www.christinacavanaugh.com.
All right.
That's all A's in my last name.
No U's in Cavanaugh for this one. Yes. Hey, Christina, we're talking about email, and but email, it's interesting how when you and I first started using email, it was really the only electronic connection device that we had. And yep. then instant messaging came along, and then texting came along, and then Skype came along, and et cetera, et cetera. Now we have lots of options. And in a day's time, I will use instant messaging, I will use Skype, I will use texting, and I will use email. I use all those. And I use them for different things. I use each one of them for different purposes. But mm-hmm. but the big daddy, the fundamental, foundational way. Oh, and I guess I should mention social media. I didn't mean to leave that out. Maybe that tells a story about what I focus on Christina. But what I'm getting at is in any given minute, I may send an IM, an email, and a text, depending yeah. on who I'm sending it to, where I think they are, where I am, what I'm doing, and I may be managing all of those pieces of information. And even though it makes it kind of hectic, it does benefit my business.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's again, I think a benefit. You know, it's a two-edged sword. We've got all these choices and all these different electronic channels. But we also have to make sure that we can deal with them all. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't multitask all that well. And, you know, in business, it's important for us to get the right message out to the right people. Have you ever had a situation, you're sitting there writing an email, and then suddenly an instant messaging box opens up on your
yeah.
screen, or two of them open up on your
mm-hmm.
screen, or three of them
mm-hmm.
From three different people, and you're like a deer in the headlights.
Well, and EIM is actually more annoying to me than email is,
yeah,
because of what
yeah.
you just said, and the instant part of instant message means these people know you're there; they expect to get a response right away, don't they?
Well, that's right, and it's almost like it replaced the telephone, because that's what the telephone would have done.
Right.
Somebody would have called.
Interrupt you.
Yeah, that's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. So, you know, so that is part of the challenge, is to, you know, what do you do with all that? But I agree with you. I do find instant messaging a large annoyance.
Well, you know,
just because somebody wants you now, and maybe I'm not available right now,
mm-hmm.
or my brain isn't available right now.
Well, you know, I've noticed over the last few years how much fewer phone calls. How much less the phone rings in the office
oh, yeah.
than it used to. Have you noticed
yeah.
that in other offices that the other things going on, the emailing and the IMing and all that is, I mean, you know, 20 years ago you walk into an office and it sounded like a 3-alarm fire in an office. Today it's not like
yes.
that, is it?
No, it isn't. I'm actually working in an office right now that has IM, email. The phones never ring. Like they, you're right. I mean, all you hear is like different like sounds and pinging, you know, when different devices go off, including smartphones and Blackberries and everything else. That's all you hear. It's like a little electronic symphony orchestra. But no, I don't hear the phone ring.
Yeah, not as much. And and then of course one of the other things that's going on right now that's very interesting to watch. Is how the younger generations, and I'm especially talking about the Gen Y kids,
yeah.
how they feel about email. They don't like email very much. They prefer social media, and honestly, in some of them, I mean, I know some of them who grudgingly will deal with an email. Now, of course, if they're in business, they have to do more of that. But I talked to a lady the other day. She said, she said something about an email to her 17-year-old daughter, and she said, and their daughter said, "Mom, you're the only one I even use email for."
Yeah. That's going to be, it's very true. I think email is definitely the platform for business. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen to business in 10 years' time, you know, and whether we're going to go into some kind of different format. But, yeah, I think when the younger generation gets into the workplace, then they too have to sort of conform, if you will.
Right. Well, I think the thing that's going to anchor email for a long time is one of the things I think is going to anchor email for a long time is the ability to make to do attachments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's huge, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, the whole idea with business, this that being able to transfer information and knowledge from one party to the other,
right,
is what makes email just, you know, such a staple.
And to have it be fairly secure, fairly private, as opposed to say social media, which if it's not handled properly is not private.
Well, that's right. You can't send secure transmissions. So there's another sort of plus for email,
right. Yeah.
And you can also send the same message to multiple parties,
right?
Which is the opposite of the CC and reply to all, which people hate and people overuse.
Right, exactly.
But if you needed to send something to a particular list, you could.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easily.
Hey, Christina, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Christina Cavanaugh. Put a .com on the end of that with no U, and you'll find her on the internet. Quick break. Stay with me. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.